Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Welcome to day 7 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business Making $100,000 within the next 90 days. This is day number 7. We're going to get to it. We're building off of day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, all the way up to day 7. And what I just recognized is that I'm not even tracking the changes that we've been making of the last couple of days. And so I need to really track everything so I can stay up to date and recap everything that we'll be doing, that I've done, by showing, demonstrating, and explaining the importance behind it. Nonetheless, this is day number 7. And we are tackling it. We are at the point where I understand the type of business I want to have, how I'm going to go about getting customers. I'm going to go live on Instagram. Yesterday, we went over how to reach out to different customers. And today, I'm going to actually start doing paid advertising. So I'm going to find a strategy that I can stick to and do it every single day. I'm going to look at the numbers, going to look at the amount of people I'm reaching out to, going to follow up with them, going to stay in contact with them, going to stay in communication with them. And overall, my goal is to really stay consistent with this one particular thing, with running, doing paid advertising. That's my goal. That's my focus. That's what we're going to do today. And so let me go live on Instagram. Day 7 of 90 Day Challenge. To make $100,000. Oh, not to make, to grow. Grow a business. To go over podcast music. Okay, there we go. Update details. We're live on Instagram. There we go. And so what we're going to do today, we're going to actually start running paid advertising, because I'll be able to reach so many more people in a short span of time. And the goal of it is to actually start doing it. So yesterday, I want to recap yesterday and what we went over and like the importance behind it. For those of you that's on Instagram, for those of you that's listening to the podcast, for those of you can't necessarily see what's going on this live stream, we are going over or recapping yesterday's topic, yesterday's conversation, and that's what we're going to do right now. So let me get to it. Then after I recap, I'm going to go over the goal for today. Okay. Let me do that. It should be popping up. There we go. Okay. So we got that already covered. So what we're going to do now, let me come to my screen so I can show and demonstrate what we are going to be talking about. This is going to be great. This is day number 7 to 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And we are on day number 7. So recap from day 6. Focus on your customers. Even though I haven't only had a couple of customers, my focus is to stay and really communicate with them. So yesterday I reached out to start working with new customers, to new people who's potentially struggling with that. And it taught me that, one, it's going to take me a long time to speak to a lot of people if I'm just speaking to one person at a time. That's going to take a lot. That's going to take a long time. So yesterday, we reached out. We went on Threads. And read different posts about podcasting. There we go. About podcasting. And what this did, it gave me insight of what people were already saying, what they were communicating with, and it gave me more information. So it gave me insight/information on having a podcast business. There's people that's already doing the business that I want to get into. If I'm willing to learn from them, study them, and see what they have going on, I can potentially do the same exact thing, but in my own way, in my own style, in a way I can not only help podcasters be more consistent, but I can help them really position themselves differently. If y'all joining in for today, let me know where y'all tapping in from. Let me know where you're from. Because one thing that's so important is that we can make an impact based off where we are from. And right now, I'm staying in Tampa, Florida, but originally from Little Rock, Arkansas. And so, this is incredible because yesterday I actually started reaching out to different people. I actually started reaching out to different people who was already talking about podcasting. And it taught me that if I want to have a business, I have to speak to customers. All the things that I was doing, the YouTube thumbnails, the social media posts, I was about to get ready to start speaking at different places. And etc. And so if I want to grow what I'm doing, I need to have a focus on something. And just because like going to different places to speak, going online, posting, not saying that it's not that they can't help me make money right now, but what it can do, what it was doing, I was stretching myself too thin because I'm only a one person man on a team right now. But my goal is to build the team, is to build others around me. But before I do that, I need to start bringing revenue in. I need to start working with others, connecting with others, and seeing how can I potentially have a podcast business, start growing this podcast business. And so it really taught me that if I want to have a podcast business, I can't necessarily focus on everything all at once. I would have to break down everything that I need to do so that way I can have more focus on what I'm doing at this time. That is going to help me not only be more focused, but it will help me serve more podcasters. Why is that important? If I can serve 100 podcasters within the next 90 days, I will be able to reach my goal.
If I'm able to reach my goal, I'm able to provide value. If I'm able to provide value, I can help a lot more people a lot faster, a lot sooner than I'm doing today. But I have to focus on certain things that's going to move the needle, move the business a lot faster. And so I have to really start narrowing down what I need to do every single day. And today, we're going to be going over paid advertising. I'm going to actually put money into it. If it wasn't yesterday, day before yesterday, no, it was yesterday because I recognized, I was like, no, it was day five. It was day five. I recognized, I was like, man, God, now I got to create the creatives for it. And so everything that you're doing, there's a process that you have to go through. And as you're going through the process that you're developing, you have to focus on what you are doing. And the reason why this is so important, because people will not only see what you're doing, but they will be connected with how you can go about doing it. And so it was a great lesson. So this is day six recap. And now we're about to go to day seven. And how I like to do it, I like to start the new day with, a video introducing what we're going to be doing and covering for today's work. And the reason why I'm focusing on that, because I understand that I have to really put myself out there even more. And so recently when I start the challenge, I post and I record, and I record 5 videos in 30 minutes. I set the timer. I'm showing the videos I'm doing. So that's what I'm going to do today. So for day 7 recap, day 7, we're going to be doing paid advertising. We're going to be posting 5 times. We're going to be looking at our funnels, looking at the numbers, seeing how many people are coming in, how many people are looking at the ads, how many people are responding to it, how many people are connecting with the message that we are putting out there to get customers and start helping them be more consistent with their podcast. It's consistency that makes a difference. On the contrary, being consistent is the most difficult thing there is, because life happens. And you can be thrown off your momentum as you are building up what you are doing. Prime example, we moved a month ago. And our prior place that we were staying at, we had a gym in our apartment complex. And so I was able to go to the gym whenever I wanted to. I was able to go for a run whenever I wanted to. And that wasn't the problem. I felt luxury. I felt like I was in heaven because I could work out whenever I wanted to. And so then a month passed and we end up moving and we end up going to a different place. And what we don't have, or rather we have it, but they open up at a later time. I like to work out in an early time. Like I like to work out in the early morning around like 5:30, 6 o'clock, get my workout in and work out early in the morning. And so I went on Amazon. I'm like, man, I need some workout equipment because I work out early, but they open up at 10, and that doesn't, you know, it's good, but it's not good for me. And so I'm like, man, I need some workout equipment. I need to get back in the groove. I need to keep the momentum up. I need to work out even more. Not even more, but just maybe 5 times a day, 5 times a week. And so I go on Amazon. I'm looking to see what they have, and I saw a machine that was like a bar. And it was like a push-up machine. And this right here is like a push-up machine that lets you work out any muscle on the board. Like, it was incredible. I seen different videos on YouTube of it. I was like, man, I need something that's portable. I need something that I can take. I need something that I can just carry with me. And so I ended up ordering. I'm like, I can't wait for it to come. But I don't have Amazon Prime. I didn't do overnight shipping, and I didn't pay extra for it so I could have it the next day. However, I have to wait for it. I have to be thrown off my momentum. I have to be thrown off my track. I have to be thrown off my consistency because I'm used to working out 5 times a week. Running 2 to 3 times a week, then working out the rest. Why is that important? Because momentum matters. If you are thrown off your momentum, if you are thrown off your consistency, if you are thrown off your work cannot be consistent because you have to build it back up. You have to build the momentum back up. I'm having to build the momentum back up of building a podcast business. Why is that important? Because now I understand. Now I've learned. Now I've discovered. Now I'm growing even more. Here's the great part about it. As I'm growing, I'm learning. And you can only grow, you can only develop, you can only build when you learn on the go. And this right here is going to help you learn on the go. Learn on the go. That's my motto. You got to learn on the go. So now today what we're going to do, we're going to go over paid advertisements, paid advertisements. Advertisements. Like actually set it up, start running, start looking at the numbers, start looking at the customers, start communicating with them and so on and so forth. Then after the paid advertisements, we're going to be doing setting up the funnels. Not setting up the funnels. There we go. Learn on the go. Alright. Pay advertisement. Paid advertisements. I think that's Kyle. Kyle, what it do, man? If I'm not mistaken, I think that's Kyle. I think so. Paid advertisements. And then what we're going to go after that is that we're going to make sure that the webinar funnel was set up from day one or day two when I was working on it. Webinar funnel. And updating. We have to stay update and tracking. Update. Day one through day seven. All right, there we go right there. That's what we're going to do today. I'm doing three things today, and that's the goal. That's the focus of it. And now, oh, dang, I'm going live on the wrong phone. Now, what we're about to do is the introduction video to day number seven. If you're chiming in for the first time, let me know where you're tapping in from. Let me know where you're chiming in from. We're about to get started. We're about to start reaching out to different customers. We're about to start promoting. We're about to reach out because my goal is to help podcasters become more consistent. If you're a podcaster and or you know a podcaster that's struggling to stay consistent and show up every single day, have them reach out to me and I will be more than willing to help them not only become more consistent, but to have more impact, have more customers, and most importantly, make more money. Send them my way and I would love to help them. All right, so what we about to do? All right, so I got to check my pen right quick. We good. All right. Introduction video, 30 minutes. 5 posts in 30 minutes, and we gonna get started. Okay. Side note, yesterday when I did the video, I literally recorded, but I recorded the other side of the camera. then I had to start all the way over. So, yeah, make sure you look at the camera, moral of the story. Okay. Here we go. And day seven of 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And the goal and the focus for today is to start paying for advertising on Facebook, Meta Business Suite. And we're going to actually track the numbers. We're going to track the day. We're going to make sure we update from day one all the way up to day seven. So when we get to day 90, we can reflect on the 90 days that we've done. But before we get to 90 days, we're going to update to day number seven and keep it updated every time we start this challenge, every time we do this challenge. And so it's going to be more importantly, we're going to reach out to customers. We're going to be paying for the customers, paying for the attention. And then now when we have the attention, we're going to be working with podcasters to be more consistent. Okay. That's the first video. Got to see how long it is. Let's go. 49 seconds. 49 seconds. All right, so now, what I'm about to do, There we go. Okay, hold on. All right, so this is the video I just did that I just recently completed. This is what it takes. Day 90. Hold on, not day 90. Day 7 of 90-day challenge. Challenge to grow a podcast business. Yep, there we go. Making $100,000 in the next 90 days. All right, got that, Okay, here go the video. Oh, so all I did was just add a little caption right there. I don't know how to focus it. There we go. Add a little caption right there for those of you that's joining in on Instagram and other different platforms. Excuse me. Let me try to change that color to black so people can see it. All right, 27 minutes. DJ, what it do, man? Podcast challenge. Hold on. 90-day challenge. It's supposed to be 90-day challenge. 90-day challenge. Okay. There we go. Hold on. Dang, what am I about to show? Okay, there we go. Hold on. Dang. I'm just locking it. Okay. You can't see that. But right here, that's my caption. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Oh, 90-day challenge. All right. I'm going to post that. Hold on. Where'd it go? There we go. Hold on. I got 30 minutes to post 5 videos in 30 minutes. And I'm posting one, so I have 4 videos to post in the next 25 minutes. So, one video is posting. Oh, DJ, I've been seeing you post a lot, man. I get a notification every time you post. Hold on. Okay. We'll go to Social Pilot. There we go. All right, so we gone. There we go. Yes, sir. Definitely sharing your videos. I appreciate it, man. Definitely sharing yours too. You've been going crazy. I think every day I get a notification. Day 7. 90-day challenge. Podcast business. Go. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm taking notes, bro. Where'd it go? Dang, where'd it go? God dang it. I can't find what I'm looking for now. Dang, I just uploaded and now I can't find it. Hold on. Is it right here? Nope, that ain't it. God, dog. I don't see it.
Where did it go?
Not on there. Okay. Oh. Maybe it's right here. Day 7. Dang, I can't even find it now. Okay. That's annoying. Just wasted 3 minutes trying to pose. Here we go. Day 7 of 90 day challenge to grow a podcast. About podcast business. There we go. Okay. There we go. Jesus Christ. What's going on? I appreciate the like. I appreciate the light. Let me know where you're tapping in from. Let me know where you're chiming in from. 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business. $100,000. There we go. Nope. Okay. 90 day challenge. Okay. Now I got 20 minutes. Man, it took me 10 minutes for one post. Oh, you kidding me, man? Jesus. For one post, 10 minutes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Two, schedule. Okay, we got one scheduled. God, dog, man. All right, so yesterday, well, I was going through my phone, but I was like, dang. I saw a video that I wanted to share, because one thing that the journey really focuses on is your process, is your journey, everything that you've been through. So I'm going to actually go back in my picture, and I'm gonna post an old picture. Ooh, this gonna be a good one. All right, so check this one out. So this is when I played football. That's one of the pictures that I was able to capture, or somebody captured of me. And there's two 48s there. It's my number that's 48, and it's the quarterback number who's 48. Ironically enough, that was crazy. And what this caption is going to say is that I failed more than 48 times in my life trying to figure out what I wanted to do, what I wanted to accomplish, and who I wanted to become. But failure after failure, I was able to learn something new and something different, and something that will not only teach me something, but will help me understand more about myself. The reason why I'm doing this is because, one, if I'm just talking about the challenge, I want to be relatable in all kinds of ways. And if I can be relatable showing an old picture of what I've been through, of what I've went through, it not only builds credibility, but it builds more of a story behind everything that I'm doing. So what I'm gonna do for this one, I'm gonna open up CapCut so I can add some music with it. I'm gonna add some music with this one. Skip. I'm gonna add some music with this one. Nothing too fancy, but just right. photos. I need to add it to so I can easily find it. Let me see. Of course, I can't find it now. I can barely find it. Da 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 da. Dang, I should have. Josh, what it do, man? What's going on, bro? I should have took a picture of that. Hold on. God, dog. I should have took a screenshot. Where is it at? Where is it at? Dang, where is it at? Where? I just saw it. Let me see. Dang. Of course, when you try to find something, you can't even find it. So I'm posting 4 videos in the next 18 minutes. There we go. Done. Okay. New project photos. That's smart. Okay. Audio. Okay, what I'm doing, I'm about to post the second video for today. I gotta download because I don't want to get copyright. Okay, there we go. Export. It's gonna give it to you. All right, there we go. Content. Add new post. There we go. I filled more than 48 times in my life. Okay. 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we go. All right, there we go. I feel 48 times. Okay. Adarsh, what's going on, bro? Through every failure, I learned about myself, and through every failure, I learned more about myself, and I needed to learn. Good, bro. What about you, man? I'm good. I cannot complain. Right now, we are posting 4 videos in 12 minutes, and my goal is to post 4 minutes in 12 minutes, so they're 3 minutes per video, and I have to finish it before the timer goes off, and so that's what I'm doing right now. I don't think you can see it on Instagram, but, you know, that's what we're doing and focusing on right now. There we go. There we go. Excuse me. Schedule. Four. Okay. Calendar. So I'm kind of about to not necessarily cheat. However, this is what this system is good for. It you can literally post old videos, old posts, and so on and so forth, and still be where you're able to stay consistent. Got 10 minutes left. Oh, you share. There we go. No YouTube. See, what's the time there now, bro? The time is 12:45. Oh, and I got 9 minutes left. I'm on my third post, and I'm scheduled to be released at 6 p.m. That's scheduled. Now I got 2 more posts within 9 minutes, so I got like 4 minutes and some change. That's good. Let me see. Okay. This is what it takes to succeed. Let's go. All the barriers, all the challenges you have to That is actually a good one. That is actually a good one. How old are you?
This is what it takes. This is what it takes to succeed. This is what it takes.
I'm 26, man. How old are you, bro?
This is what it takes to succeed. You gotta break all the barriers. All the barriers.
Okay, we're gonna do. There we go. Bring that one down.
Here's all the challenges. You have to find a way to make it happen no matter what. And when you make it happen no matter what, things are going to happen. Greatness is going to come. You're going to grow from it. You're going to develop. And you're just going to be better overall.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Wait, how? There we go. Right here. All right, we're moving along. We got 6 minutes to post two videos, The time is come. I want to start reaching out to different customers, start really putting myself out there even more. So, okay. Content library. Okay. Add post. 6 minutes. Adars, 6 minutes, bro. Break barriers and achieve greatness. There we go. No matter what. 5 minutes. 5 minutes to post two videos. 5 minutes to post two videos. And we are ready to capture right now. What's your motivation to this challenge, bro? That is a great question. Adars asks, what is your motivation to this challenge? And I said it wrong. Adars asks, what is your motivation to this challenge? Which is a great, phenomenal question. So my goal is to really learn more about business, really to grow a podcast business. And over time, I've been learning more about what I need to do, the type of business I want to have, the changes that I've had, the changes that I had to adjust. And there was so many different changes that I had to go through within the last year, and not understanding that there's a business behind podcasting, that I just had to learn what the business was. So this is my second time doing the podcast challenge, or 90-day challenge to make $100,000. As you guess correctly, my first time failed. I failed, didn't even make nowhere near $100,000. But this time, I didn't make nowhere near $100,000. On the contrary, I only made $217. But I had to invest the $217 back into the business, and now I was around $10 and some change. And so for this challenge is to really build upon the first 90-day challenge to make $100,000. But this time I'm more clear on the business I would like to have, the customers I would like to help serve, and how I can go about serving them. So this challenge is really piggyback off the first 90-day challenge, but now I'm more clear, I have more changes, I have more understanding, and I know how to help customers or podcasters be more consistent. And so that's the whole purpose of the of my motivation behind this challenge, to actually grow a podcast business and making $100,000 within the next 90 days by helping 100 podcasters be more consistent for themselves. So great question, Adars. Hopefully that wasn't a long-winded response. Let me know what you think about that, Darsh. Every challenge is an opportunity to grow stronger and wiser. I just said that. That's something that I just recently said. This post right here said, every challenge is an opportunity to grow stronger and wiser. What? Like, come on now. Embrace the journey, push the obstacles. Come on now. Let
biggest challenge that you currently facing? There we go.
Dars, since you're on here, since you communicate with me, man, let me ask you this. What type of content would you like to see? Would you like to see, like, the behind-the-scenes footage of what's going on, what's taking place? Would you like to keep up an update of how everything is going on? Hope you will finish this, bro. Oh, absolutely. We're on day number seven. I think you came at day five, if I'm not mistaken. Day five, day six, if I'm not mistaken. One or two. 7:30, 35:47. 2 minutes. Why did it? I just saw 1 minute. Hold on. All right, let me go ahead and get one more video. There we go. Day six. Yes, sir. See? Day six. Oh, yesterday. That was yesterday. God, dog. Dang, I didn't know that was yesterday. Yeah. I'm your new to your channel, bro. Man, I appreciate you for coming on. I appreciate you for learning more about the challenge, man. Let me ask you this. What inspired you to follow me and to be in tune with the challenge? What inspired you to do that? Okay. Say... There's no way I got that many. I just had 20 something credits. Okay, now I gotta reach out to him. I don't know, man. Understood. Okay. So I got 30 seconds to post one video. I'm gonna go over the time just a little bit, and I just saw. Can you explain what you do in your channel? So, great question. So what we do, we inspire podcasters and entrepreneurs to turn setbacks into success by going over different failures, going over different lessons. It's just really empowering and inspire every podcaster out there. So this is the goal, to turn setbacks into... There go the timer. There go the timer. I didn't meet my goal, but I'm going to do my goal. I'm going to finish my goal because I got one more video to post. But to really help to empower and inspire every podcaster out there to not only launch their podcast, but to become more consistent with everything that they're doing. So that's the goal of the channel. We go over business tips, marketing tips, and things that I'm learning along my journey to not only help you and position you differently, but it's helping me position differently, and I want to help others become their own somebody-ness. Content. Dars, let me ask you. I think I just recently asked it, but just to confirm, what inspired you to actually follow the challenge? Like, what's encouraging you to stay in tune with it? Because it's a long time to stay in tune with the challenge, but what's encouraging to do that? First 90-day challenge was a fail. Challenge was a failure. First 90-day challenge was a failure. Generate. There There we go. First 90-day challenge was a failure. I learned about my limits, the importance of preparation. It's okay to stumble along the way. Every setback is set up for a comeback. There we go. That's good. There we go. Schedule. Nine. All right, so now. Alright, so there we go. I got the 5 videos scheduled for today. And now what we're about to do, about to start running some ads. Wait, come on, man. Get support. Send a message. Need help with something. Okay. So what I'm about to do now, I'm about to reach out to this. There's a software called Opus Clips, and I just had a certain amount of credits and they took almost 1,000 of them away, and now I gotta ask them why they did that. The plan. Okay, let's say you get 1 month. What? Okay, so my minutes just rolled off. Get more help. That's crazy. Create ticket. Oh, hold on. Oh, okay. I noticed that the credits. Go for
in the ticket. Okay, so let's see. That's crazy. We gonna see. God, dog. Okay. So now what we about to do, we about to start running some paid advertising. Campaigns. Let me go back to campaigns. Okay, so let me come share my screen. Excuse me. I don't have a PC, I have a laptop. Okay, so now what we're about to do, we're about to create a campaign so we can start running and leads. Which laptop? I got an Apple Pro. I got it back in 2022. If you're going to get like your equipment and stuff, make sure you like with gigabytes is the amount of space that you have on your device. Make sure it's more than 64 gigabytes because 64 gigabytes is going to run up quickly. It's going, you ain't gonna have no space from that. And I'll speak of experience because I literally had no space when I had the 64 gigabytes. Alright, so leads. What we gonna do? This is gonna be, I'm gonna put today's date. So I'm learning how to put the day's date on everything that you're doing so that way you can refer back to it. Because I literally was looking for a campaign that I ran a couple months ago, and I couldn't even find it. It was so overwhelming. It was so stressful. But put your date on everything. Podcast, consistency, webinar. Okay. Nope. Daily budget. So the more your daily budget is, I have $300 that I'm going to be using. So $300 divided by 60 is 5 days. So I can run ads for 5 days. And that is going to be okay because within this 5 days, I expect to start getting customers within this time frame. So A-B test is when you have, teaching moment. 1 second. So this right here, A-B test is so important. Let me make sure it's on. There we go. A, B, test. It's so important because you're testing two different variations. So you have one test right here. Test one versus test two. And the A-B test is so important because you're testing two variations.
And your by variations, I'm saying the pictures, I'm saying captions, I'm saying words. You're testing them against each other. And then when you have two different ads that you're running and performing, you're able to not only run and perform the test, you're able to position yourself differently because you're increasing the amount of times your customers or your audience are seeing the post, are seeing your paid advertising. And this is going to help you not only position yourself differently, but it will increase the amount of posts and views that you're able to reach out to your customers, because when they start seeing the ad more often, it increases the amount of time that you're able to work with your customers and start getting customers. And so that's what I recently learned. I learned that if I test two different pictures, different titles, different captions, and so on and so forth, it increases because they're competing against each other. Nonetheless, it's kind of like you're getting twice the amount of advertising that you're putting in when you're running A/B tests, because you have two different things that you're testing at the same time. So that is a great, great, great lesson for sure. So I think I just got a message from them. So I'm gonna see if I can read what they said. Read what they said. Okay. There she go. Wait, hold on. Okay. I'm about to say, man, come on, what is going on? Okay. Let's we'll go back to it. There we go. Go 7 days. No, let's go for can't run for longer than a month. 21 days then. Cost per podcast webinar registration. Okay. Then we're going to hit the next button. Website. Conversion. Oh, no. Pack podcast webinar. Registration. There we go. I'm a creative. Need to be on. Start date today is the 2nd, so I'm gonna start it for the 4th at 12, so I can finish adding what I need to add on here. Audience, nope. Create new audience. So where we gonna go? I already have some majority of this stuff already pre-saved, and I'm going to go back. And go. Awesome. There we go. Webinar. Webinar variation. Good, babe. Temple broadcasts. Okay, okay. Webinar. Hold on, hold on. I need to make sure I got the right one. The podcast consistency webinar. Okay. Yep, it's right here. Wait, I need the audience. I don't have an audience yet. Wait. Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's it at? Facebook ads. Come on. Target audience. There we go. Where is that? Campaign, I think it was called Cam. Okay, there we go, there we go. I think I got it. I don't need the retargeting campaign. Campaign. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I knew I had it somewhere. So what this is going to be reaching out to different audience focuses. So that way we can speak directly to them. Custom audience. Hold on, let me see some. Create new. There we go. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, there we go. Browse. There we go. Podcast. Podcasting. There we go. Podcast host. Okay, podcast, business podcast. thing. Where is the what you call? No business podcast? Oh. Hold on. No, I gotta be more. Online education. Coach. Business coach. Out there. Okay. I know I got a lot more, but I can't find them. I'm missing a whole section. God, dog. Missing a whole section. Okay. Select images. Okay, so what I'm gonna do? Oh, God, dog. So I'm trying to set up the Facebook ads, but the things that I created a while ago, I'm not finding them. So what I'm do? I'm gonna come to a hard stop right now. Come to a hard stop, and tomorrow we're gonna pick back up from the ads from what we already like put together. So that way we can continue to do it. So my goal is to continue to build upon every single day, and now I have to look and see where everything is located at. And so unfortunately, I'm gonna have to pause it and then pick it back up tomorrow. So that way I don't have to figure it out on camera and try to do everything I want on camera, and then I can just talk about it tomorrow what I discover. So this day 7 of 90 day challenge to grow a podcast business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And as you're having a business, as you're starting a business, from my experience, there can be a lot of things that you don't fully understand. So this is another obstacle that we have to go through. So I pick it back up tomorrow.